putting a face on farming. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield Ag News for America. There's increasing importance placed on farmers telling their own story and reaching consumers who grow further from the land with each passing generation. U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance board member Forrest Roberts says that in its first year of existence, the organization has discovered that what was thought to be reaching consumers may not have been.
The messaging that was delivered for many years about safe, affordable, abundant food is not resonating with consumer influencers, like the focus around how farmers and ranchers are working hard every day to continually improve their operations, how they're working every day to produce healthy choices for everyone. That's one of the biggest learnings that we've garnered here in the first year.
So if consumers aren't responding to safe, abundant, and affordable food, what then?
Again, it's about a dialogue, not talking at consumers, but talking with them. And as we approach that and we talk about farmers and ranchers, their voices, them communicating what they do to continually improve their operations every day, and that every day they're producing healthy choices for everyone, is an approach that really resonates and ultimately builds that consumer trust in today's agriculture.
The Alliance has carried its food dialogues to major metropolitan areas where farmers do not usually take their story.
We feel like that we got to be careful that we don't spend all of our energy of ag talking to ag. No doubt we have to make sure that we're approaching the agriculture community in a way that brings a level of alignment like we've never seen before, that we're all trying to speak with one voice, if you will. But we're going to these major centers of our nation's population because that's where the consumer influencers are. So when we look at Washington, D.C., when we look at New York, when we look at Chicago, as well as L.A., our most recent food dialogues, specifically in Hollywood, we feel like that we're able to really connect with the major influencers. And a lot of our research would say there's less than 5,000 major influencers of consumers. And we've got a profile now of about 2,800 of them in our database. So we feel like we're making progress there around and focused around the right influencers of today's consumer.
So it's just not what's being said that consumers connect with. It's who is saying it.
Consumers and consumer influencers really connect with the actual faces and voices of farmers and ranchers. And really, they ask simple questions. They just are curious to know what happens, how their food is produced. How can that farmer or rancher communicate to them in a way that's meaningful, that gives them trust that what they're producing does not have a long-term or negative impact to their health, but rather that these guys and ladies are out here every day working their tail off to provide those healthy choices for everyone.
Forrest Roberts is also the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I'm Tom Stever on Brownfield Ag News for America.